This is GQDN for Thursday, January 11th, 2024. Yes, I still screw up. I'm me. I'm Joe. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your drink mixes. Go get the cups, the shakers, and then go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest. Get 25% off of your purchase. Good stuff. Really good stuff. Would not say you're wrong. I'm still drinking it. And by patreon.com/groupquest, all by you. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some game releases and announcements. Ubisoft may have made a mistake. And Minecraft, one of its games, will have a last update. Oh, which one could it be? But today, VG247.com went to CES, and they said, here are some of the best things that we've seen. And they saw the MSI Claw as a handheld device. And that is going to be in direct competition with the Steam Deck. They also saw another retro Sega type controller, and it comes with the Hyperskins Mega 95, and it was there for the Sega Genesis. So if you still have the Sega cartridges, you might be able to use it. Oh, and LG did show up their OLED TVs. They look really good. And of course, we talked about GeForce and what their plans are already. And we're going to coincide this with Polygon.com. Alienware now has its QD OLED gaming monitors, and they're now available. So they have the 34-inch curved 1440p screen with 175 hertz refresh rate. Well, I'm sorry, that was from 2 years ago, because off of that, they added a 27-inch flat 1440p panel to all those other stats, and they increased the refresh rate to 360 hertz. And they also brought in a 32-inch 4K curved model, and it's $900 there at Dell, up to $1,200 there at Dell for those things. And they also talked about the PlayStation 5 controller that was, basically a car was driven in by a PlayStation 5 controller. And the G-Sync Pulsar could help things out. And VG247 did provide a picture of a warrior with a gun. And it showed the two pictures with the G-Sync off and the G-Sync on. And it looks pretty good. In fact, Asus did say, here's our mini PC. Cute little thing. Oh, and Weber did bring its smart grill. Because, hey, why not? Speaking of vehicles, there's also a Razer Gamer RGB car. Interesting stuff. Also, The Verge did say that there's also a mini console called the Atari 400. And this is from way, way back. From 1979. And it does come with an updated version of the CX40 Atari joystick, which does support some USB ports. And you could also connect joysticks or keyboards along with these side-loaded games. And that would include Berserk, Millipede, Miner 2049er, Mule, and Star Raiders 2. Yep, and it'll be available this March. Ooh, have fun with that one, you nostalgic bastards. I just had to say it. Anyway, going on to PlayStation, Sony, according to PushSquare.com, could be making some moves to mobile. Well, everybody's got to have phones, because there are companies like Tencent that are making about $5 billion per year from the mobile games. In fact, Tencent was making money off of Honor of Kings and PUBG Mobile, with both making about $1 billion each last year. And the Hoyoverse, which is the team behind Genshin Impact and Honkai Star Rail, and they got almost $2 billion from those two titles in 2023. And of course, we know about Candy Crush Saga, don't we? Yep, that's pretty close to $1 billion right there, just for that one. So, that's why. In fact, Push Square did provide a list of the top 10 games and how much money they're making. We're talking lots and lots and lots of money. But that wasn't the only thing Sony was doing. In fact, PlayStation, part of Sony, did provide a listing in the Best Buy Canada for the DualSense version 2. So what's big about this one? Well, not a whole lot of difference between version 1 and version 2, except for battery life. Now, right now, there's nothing known about how much longer the battery life for the controller would be, but it does look to be pretty long. And if you have a PlayStation 5 console, like I do, you kind of know that pain. Batteries are batteries. Now, Engadget did say that Ubisoft kind of made a mistake because they accidentally used text-to-speech to voice a character. Now, this was originally ported by IGN, but one of the game's NPCs is voiced by a text-to-speech program, and you can hear that with that NPC talking in some robotic tones. Now, it's not like Siri or Alexa. Yeah, I have an Echo Dot. But they're saying that you can really tell as to which one and what did or what could happen there. In fact, Ubisoft did confirm the error, and they said, quote, English version of these 8 lines of text of this character were not properly implemented, so they're going to have to fix it. Because the game has more than 12,000 lines. Yeah, 12,000 lines of dialogue. Now, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown, does release on January 15th in 4 days. And it'll be for all the platforms. Let's see if they can make it in time. They're almost there. But this one may be out of time. Minecraft Legends via RockPaperShotgun.com may have its last update. Now, Minecraft Legends is the Minecraft strategy game, which was a spinoff of Minecraft itself. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring the Lost Legend to the game. And it'll have a number of optional gameplay challenges and other things. Now, the Lost Legends will remain available, along with the rewards for beating them. PvP and co-op will also remain live. And that goes with everything else that's currently in the game. But we shall see. Now we get to maybe some good stuff, because if you still like Hearthstone, oh boy, Hearthstone made an announcement, and it's up on their site, because the Deep Home mini set is available, or at least it was announced, because Therizine, that's right, that's the Stone Mother, yep, that's her, was revealed, and she is a taunt with Deathrattle. Double all the stats of all your elementals in your hand and deck. Well, if you can make a copy of that one. But Bran Bronzebeard had to come in too. In fact, Deep Miner Bran has a battle cry, quote, if your deck has no duplicates, your battle cry is triggered twice for the rest of the game. And there are some other things too, and other cards that were revealed. So if you like Hearthstone, go get it. Go do it. Now, the PS4blog.net did say that the Song of Nunu, which is a League of Legends story, will be coming to PlayStation on January 31st. And there you play as Nunu, which is a boy looking for his mother with the help of his best friend, Willump, which means you get to hike and climb and do all the good things, adventuring things. And there'll be some fights along the way, I'm sure. We'll see. Oh, Triggerheart X-Liga will have a physical release on Switch. This comes to us from NintendoEverything.com, and this will be a vertical scrolling bullet shooting game. Now, it was in Japan in the arcades since about 2006, and it was officially released on the Sega Dreamcast, part of PlayStation 2 and Xbox 360. But now, it's going to Switch. So when exactly? Not much is known at this time. It will be announced later on in the year. Well, we do gotta get a little bit of esports in here before we get to our last game. Because according to .esports.com, Team Riot showed off the Berlin arena. And oh boy, does it look good. You got the seats on two different sides. You have a split in the middle. And you got the screens behind them. You have the screens behind the teams, and they'd be screens off to the side. further back. With lights coming down, going every which way. Looks good. Looks good. So does this. According to NintendoEverything.com, there's a game out for pre-order. And it's out for Switch, PlayStation 4, and Steam. And it's called Konosuba, God's Blessing on This Wonderful World. Love These Clothes of Desire. Yeah, and there's a release date for February. But we'll see when in February. There's a video to it. Yes, there is. Now you can create some outfits, and you could dress up your favorite waifu. Plus, each character has her own story endings and some special dress-up CG. So we shall see what happens with that. You know, there's more news tomorrow. It's going to be finally Friday. Oh, boy. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2024. All rights are reserved.
Go play some games, people.